Hello and welcome to Strangecast episode 48.
Back to reality.
Sadly, yes. And what's the first thing we do when we get back? We have a heat wave.
Yeah.
So
from one hot place to another hot place.
Yeah, but at least in the previous place we had aircon, and we've talked before about not having it here. But here we are.
Yep.
So regarding back to reality, what's it been like?
It's like at that point where you feel like you haven't actually been away.
Yes.
You know, you just slip back into your normal routine.
Totally relate to that.
And then it's like, did we even do that holiday? But
I'm
we
beginning
did.
To question it.
We have the pictures, the videos, the recordings to prove it.
Yes.
And the tans.
I don't think I'm tanned.
No, probably not.
But you are.
I am a bit. Although nothing compared to our daughter. Jake is tanned,
but he
didn't sunbathe as such. Yeah, because with their skin tone, they just have to look at the sun and they go browner.
Ah.
Honestly, it's actually crazy.
Nice. What about Alice? She was sunbathing.
Yeah, and in the pool, she's very tanned.
I remember when we came and found you, like, oh, hello.
Oh, on the, yeah, when we were actually sunbathing, that was fun.
It was. It was a good time, though. I'm glad we did it.
Absolutely.
And I know that people are already talking about the next time.
Well, yeah, we've sort of discussed it, haven't we? That we would like to do it again. And we saw a ship and we were sort of looking and saying, oh, maybe.
Exactly.
It'll take us a few years to save up again.
Yeah, start again.
Yeah.
But there's something we want to get before that, isn't there?
Yeah.
But we'll talk about it after the quiz, because we rushed into that. So how about last week's quiz answers?
Yeah, so I can't remember the exact wording I used for the question, I'm afraid. But it was along the lines of why flamingos would be white and not the classic pink that we expect them to be.
Mm-hmm.
I actually haven't read any comments or anything, haven't seen anything, so I don't know if anybody got it right, do you?
Marie got it right.
Okay, well done.
She did.
It is, so they have their pink colour due to the shrimp that they eat.
Mm.
So the flamingos that we saw that were white were not eating shrimp, so they stay white.
Are they veggie flamingos?
No, I think they were just probably eating other fish.
Mm.
Not shrimp that's pink, that then gives them that colour.
Maybe they gave them up for Flamingo Lent.
Yeah, maybe. I have to just grab the ball from under the sofa because Penny is nudging my foot to tell me. So give me 1 second.
She's gone off to do that. And I will tell you that I've got a lot of recordings. And I actually uploaded a tour of the cabin in audio only to YouTube. So for those of you who listen on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, if you go to YouTube, I'll put the link to the YouTube recording in the show notes. So if you want to go listen, you can. And who knows what I'll put at the end of this episode after the music. I haven't decided yet, but I have plenty of material, so I'm not going to be stuck for choice.
Nope.
All right.
So
what is this week's quiz?
This week's quiz question is, what song is sung more than any other in the world?
Wow, I do not know. Actually, I think I do, now you say that. But okay, good one.
Yeah.
All right. So we're back. And thanks for listening to last week's, if you did. Hopefully the audio quality wasn't too terrifying for you. It's nice to be back on proper gear, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're back in our normal chairs across the room from each other. Mm-hmm. We recorded the last episode on the big bed.
Yeah.
Speaking of big bed, that
we
is what
spoiled.
We want to get.
Yeah, that bed was
fantastic.
Two large singles pushed together.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, we were very, very spoiled. And coming back to a regular double size bed is not, I mean, it's fine. You know, our bed is lovely. But it would be nice to have a bigger bed.
When I took a picture.
Just to stretch out.
When you sent me the picture for last week's episode, I sent it through AI and it said that it was a queen size bed.
Ah, okay.
Now, I don't know how true it is because, you know, things lie, but That's
well, that was actually the bed in the kids' room.
Okay.
Because they put the two beds together, but I assume it's the same.
Probably is, yeah.
But isn't queen size bigger than king?
I'm not even sure.
I have a weird feeling that it is, which is strange, because you would expect king to be bigger, but I have a feeling.
Women deserve better.
I don't know.
Who's to say?
But yeah. So that also shall be the next thing we save up for.
Your next job is then to measure the space.
Yes.
See what we can fit.
Absolutely. King or super king or queen if she's bigger.
If she's bigger.
Who knows?
Yeah. But the thing is, I love our bed. It's sturdy and it's great and it's comfortable. But I wouldn't say no to a bigger bed.
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
Absolutely.
And I realised that with the duvet on it in between us, because it was so hot.
Yeah.
You're just in my way.
Yeah.
I hate it.
No, absolutely.
Didn't used to care.
And we're not like crazy sleepers. We don't sleep in starfish positions or anything wild or move around loads or anything like that. It's just to be able to turn over and put your knees up either side or whatever position, you know, you do sleep in. Just especially when it's hot, you just don't really want to be that close to each other.
No, because I radiate heat like a microwave.
Yeah, you do.
It's my thing.
And I get very hot. I don't necessarily give off the heat, but I get very hot. So I then take the duvet off. And then, like you said, then it's in the middle and it's annoying. And yeah.
I just want to toss it.
No. But yeah.
Yikes. But we came back to 31 degree heat on the Tuesday. We got back about 25 to 10 on Monday night.
Yeah.
The flight was really nice. We had lovely seats going, coming back. The seats going out were plastic and cheap feeling, but these ones were like forks leather and really comfy.
It was, I've never been on a plane that's had charging,
USB charging
things. And the Wi-Fi, I thought that you only got that on.
I couldn't connect to it. It didn't work.
No, I couldn't either, to be fair.
But it was there.
But it was potentially there. Maybe they hadn't switched. Maybe they actually only switch it on for
long haul.
But it was a really nice flight, wasn't it?
It was.
It was quick. It was
amazing landing as well.
Yeah, super smooth. It was all good. That was all fine. So now we're here.
We are.
Back home.
So what about your book? You've been enjoying your book, didn't you? Because you took a book away with you.
I did. I actually only read one chapter on the actual holiday because most of the free time that I would have read was in the pool with Alice.
Yeah.
But then we had, what was it, like 4 hours in the airport before we could even check in?
Might have been five.
It might have actually been five, yeah. So I read like half of the book.
To be fair, that wasn't even that bad. It was just long.
No, it was fine. It was just, it was just long.
I played my Switch for the first time. I didn't even play it the rest of the holiday.
No.
Just in the airport, I did that.
So I read it then. It's, then the title of it evades me, but it's Daisy May Cooper's new book, and it's basically about...
She's good anyway.
She's very funny. She is an actress, writer, comedian, bit of everything. But it's sort of her dealings with ghosts and her potentially haunted house and experiences that she's had, people around her have had, some that people have written into her. So it's not like a heavy, serious book or anything. It's very lighthearted, just funny, quirky little stories all the way through. So super easy to read. If you like funny stories about ghosty things, some gross, then have a look.
When you remember the title.
Well, she hasn't written that many books, so I'm pretty sure.
Should be easy to find.
It has like witch and hex, I think, in the title.
That's fair enough.
I just can't remember the exact words. But
that's fair enough.
It's there. It's on Amazon because that's where I got it.
You were a busy bee when you got back. Because the first thing you did was put a massive wash on. You did a really clever thing, didn't you, before we left?
Yeah, I bought these two really big wash bags so we could put all of our dirty clothes into these wash bags, and I separated them before we packed to come home. So one was lights, one was darks. And we just kept them down here, took them out of the suitcases down here. So everything was together and just washed, you know, made our way through it.
Yeah. Such a clever idea. And our massive washing machine took it all, didn't it?
It did for the lights. The darks, it was like 1.5. But okay. Yeah, we do have a really big washing machine, so that does really help. It's more just the drying it, having the space to dry it, because you don't want to put the tumble dryer on in this kind of weather.
No. Please don't.
So, yeah, it was just having the space.
We have a 9-kilogram drum.
We do.
The washing machine before, I think, was 6 or 8. Yeah. And it would have taken a lot longer. And also, it took a lot longer to wash, didn't it?
Yeah.
I remember you didn't like it for that reason.
No, it took like 3 hours per wash.
What's this one do on average?
Well, it depends on what cycle you use, but the one that I most frequently use, it's, I would say, for a really heavy load, it's about 1.5 hours.
That's half the time.
Yeah. It is much better.
Amazing.
And then super we unpacked. Quiet. I unpacked everything. Even though it was late, we were all exhausted. I unpacked everything. Maybe it didn't all go back where it needed to be, but it was all unpacked because I can't rest if there's things to do like that.
I'm the same, as you know.
Yeah.
I get back from a gig 2-3 in the morning.
Yeah, and you
I unpack my
stuff.
Keyboard.
Ooh.
Have to do it.
No, stop. Sorry, my watch. I've silenced my phone, but not my watch. Yeah, so we unpacked, put everything away, and finally done by about 11, I think.
Yeah, it was about right.
3 suitcases later.
It's impressive, though.
Yeah.
And we didn't lose luggage or anything. Nothing got lost.
No, nothing got lost.
I think the only thing that we did lose was a tiny USB cable, but we lost it on, like, day one.
Yeah, I still don't know what happened to that. That was mine.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened to it, because I searched everywhere and could not find it.
You did.
Actually, I still need to replace that.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah.
That was a weird one, wasn't it?
Yeah.
But for everything, to only lose one thing, that's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty pleased with that.
Yeah.
So go on then. Favorite part for you?
It's really difficult. Because just overall, it was just really fun. I think I really enjoyed, like, when we would all sit at dinner together and just chat and have a laugh about stuff.
That was nice.
That, and then spending time with Alice in the pool.
Yeah.
Because that was, I think, her happiest times.
Yeah.
She was just so happy in the water and chatty. And that was really nice.
I'm glad you got to experience that.
Yeah.
And next year, we all will, I suspect, together. Yeah.
What about you? What did you enjoy the most?
I enjoyed, honestly, the spaciousness of the cabin.
Mm.
It was nice. Yeah. Because I've been on been to some places and even hotels with like the minuscule bedside table that is just so tiny, it's hateful. And when you were at the pool one day, I remember watching the latest episode of South Park on speaker because I could.
Mm-hmm.
And there was no one to tell me not to because it's, you know, quite dirty because it's South Park. And that was nice. I was just chilling out, enjoying the day. We're going to talk about this, weren't we? About what Ed had talked about in a couple episodes ago and following up.
Yeah.
I had my space. I had my me time. And I was better for it. And you had your time with Alice and you were better for it. So we weren't together 24/7 like the last one. And I think we were all served really well
by that. Yeah, I think we tried to make a conscious effort to improve on the things that we discussed.
Yeah.
It wasn't an issue. And I was very aware that you would need your space.
And you took yours.
Yes.
And I think it was great.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because I think a lot of couples maybe get that wrong when they go on holiday.
Really busy and you work separately and you're out and about, you don't spend that much time together. So when you go on holiday, it's like, well, we have to spend time together. And for some people that works really well. But for us, you know, it's different. We want to do and we get different things out of our holidays.
Absolutely.
So, you know, there were a couple of days when I took the kids ashore because you'd either been to that place before or it was just too hot.
And also, being dragged around with a sweaty arm is just not fun.
No. And if we'd had a specific thing that we were going to do, it would have been different.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But to just go and sort of have a wander was not your thing. And that worked really well. The kids and I went and had a look around. You stayed back. You relaxed. You chilled. You had your time. You did the recordings you wanted. Like, I did. All the different stuff.
Well, that's it, actually, because that was, I think, probably the first time I had the cabin to myself at all, completely. So I did the cabin tour.
Yeah, because the times when you were there before, Jake would stay there.
And that's nothing wrong, by the way. He wouldn't have minded. But no, I just wanted to just, do it. So I did. Yeah. So full cabin tour can be yours for the off, if you like it. Mm-hmm. It's quite fun. You should listen to it, actually, at some point. Like a podcast.
I will.
It's 15 minutes long. Apart from that, for me, the food. Just, there was so much variety. It was lovely to have all that.
Yeah, definitely.
But yeah, the other part, of course, seeing Ignacy and Keiko, such a good time. Lovely people and great hosts, if you will.
Yeah, I think that was our favourite day, if we took like a whole day.
Yes.
We all really enjoyed that day.
I would agree with that.
Yeah.
But you know, I also loved, oddly, even though it was hot, was Tunisia, because getting the essential oils was nice.
Yeah, and it was just really interesting. I know sometimes you felt like the guide maybe talked a bit too much, but...
You know, I wouldn't have minded. It was just that he had a loud mic.
Oh, yeah,
he did not modulate his voice.
No, that is true. That is true. But it was really interesting. Like, I learned so much about Tunisia. I really didn't know that much about it. And probably only apart from my mum and my auntie visiting there every year, but they stay in the hotel. They don't, you know much. I've only really heard, like, more negative things, I guess, about it. Mm-hmm. So actually going and learning about it as a country was, I thought, really, really interesting. And, I know Jake especially, Alice didn't enjoy that day.
No.
It was not her thing. It was too hot for her. She just could not cope with it. But I know Jake enjoyed that as well.
He likes going sightseeing, apparently.
Yeah, he's really discovered a love for it, which is great because I really enjoy it too. And I think Alice would if it wasn't hot.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know.
Well, even I would if it wasn't that hot.
When you say that.
Give me 16, 17s.
You don't like being dragged around things that aren't...
No, but I'd go for the sounds. And if we stopped off like at a little place like we did in wherever that was.
Palermo, the cafe.
Yeah, that was nice. We had a lovely lemonade drink there. It was great.
We did, yeah.
So it's just it the weather is what killed it. Not the doing. It was just the weather, to be honest.
Yeah, it was incredibly hot.
It was too much. Not even a hint of rain. Not once.
No. But that's what happens when you go away in August, you know?
Yep.
So.
An entire week of being surrounded by water, but none of it from the sky. Pretty wild.
Yeah.
But you know what? There was some crazy experiences, didn't we have? There were some interesting families aboard, and there was...
People watching on a cruise ship is great fun.
The angry Jamaican lady that you told me about after the fact.
Mm-hmm.
What was with that?
Oh, that was when we were coming back from... the kids and I were getting a shuttle bus back from Livorno, which was our last stop in Italy. And they were her and her mother were the last two to get on the coach, the shuttle back. And she was just so angry because an elderly Italian couple had got on, like snuck in the queue before them and got on first. And so taken the last like two together seats. They still sat together. They were at the back. So if you imagine there's five seats, so there was the kids and me, and then there was two seats for them. So they were still sat together, but she just kept going on about how rude it was that they'd pushed in front. And
you know what? I should have come so that there would have only been one seat left.
Yeah, that would have been really funny. I mean, there might have been some single seats because then they were cross because the lady had said, well, they could sit separately. And she was saying, you know, why would we want to sit separately? We all paid the same amount. We all paid $9 for this. It was actually euros, but whatever. They were cross because the bus driver, they had a suitcase for some reason and the bus driver didn't put it on the like in the luggage compartment underneath in time. If he'd done it quicker, they could have got on the bus and they could have got a better seat. Just the whole way, it was about 10, 12 minute ride. And the whole time she complained about these women.
She's going to make a horrible grandma one day. Friday night dinner reference.
Maybe. The funny thing was, we saw her that evening.
Oh, the look she gave
and
us.
And she gave me such a filthy look. And I thought, I mean, I don't think she recognised me from... I mean, she shouldn't have had any issue with me. I didn't even make eye contact with her or anything on the bus. But I think it was just her... herself, like just how she was. She just wasn't a friendly, warm person.
We also think she looked at you like that because of me.
Well, you said that.
Jake said that too, I think.
Well, maybe. I don't know. Some people do have an issue with
interracial relationships.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I think she was just
a grumpy old cowbag.
Yeah.
Let's call it like it is.
Yeah. But, you know.
You know,
never mind.
Spinsters, honestly.
No, she was married. She had a great big diamond ring and wedding ring. So,
oh well.
I'm pretty sure she was married.
I feel sorry for somebody.
Quite.
Glad it ain't me. All right then. So, the worst thing about coming back was the heat. What about the best thing?
About coming back?
Yeah. And being in your own house.
Well, just not having to be around so many people.
It was very, very peoply.
It was very peoply. And for someone who is not very peoply, that I think we all struggled with that a bit. But I really, really, by the end, like the last breakfast, do you remember I came back and I was like, I'm so done with all the people.
Yeah, I do.
Because, you know, you have to expect that. You're going on a massive cruise ship. It's in the middle of summer. It's going to be crazy. It's going to be busy. Every time you get off the ship and you go, it's going to be busy everywhere, and you expect that. But when the majority of those people that you're dealing with just can be so rude.
Queues.
Yeah, nobody else queues. You only see British people queuing. And if there is a queue, it's only the British people that actually stick to the queue. Otherwise, people are just... jumping in and pushing in, and it doesn't matter. And that I really struggled with too. Jake was like, oh, we should just go in here. Like, and I was like, no, we will be polite. We have etiquette. We will queue. And then by the end of the 10 minutes that we'd been stood, so many people pushed in front of us. I was like, do you know what? Next time we're just going to do the same, because I can't bear it. It was so frustrating. And the pushing in, people trying to push in front of you or push their children in front of you so that then you're not going to tell a child to go away and then they have to come and stand with their child. So it got to the point when we were queuing up to get on this shuttle bus, going, not coming back though.
Yeah.
And this Italian family again behind us, and he kept pushing his son, who was, I don't know, like 8, so quite short, in front of Alice. So Alice has obviously learnt from all the experiences on board of how to stop this. So she just kept then inching forward in front of the kid.
Yep.
Because it was just, you know, he would hold onto the kid's shoulders, push him in front of her, and then try and step forward. And I was like, absolutely not. That's not how we do things. We've all been queuing up for a really long time. You know, it's just not okay.
It's a wonder they get anything done. Honestly, queuing is there for a reason.
Yeah.
Uniformity and orderly.
Yeah, but in these situations, it's just that everybody's out for themselves.
It's bad.
But yeah, so
bad behavior.
Definitely glad to not be around quite so many people. And honestly, one thing I did want to say, I always hear people saying that, especially Londoners, that we are so unfriendly, that when people from up north or other countries come here, we're really unfriendly. And
I love how
no
you put them in
smiles.
The same sentence. I'm just going to laugh at that for you.
What?
Up north and other countries.
Because Northerners are thought, because that's what I always hear, is people from up north who were all really friendly to each other and they're all really nice, and then they come to London and it's really horrible. And then I was just thinking about tourists. That's why. I don't mean like just, maybe people really far down south as well. I don't know.
But if you're from up north or another country, come to London.
But they always say how unfriendly we are. I cannot tell you how few people were actually friendly. Like, I'm quite a smiley person. If someone's walking towards me, like, you know, if they look reasonable, they don't look scary, like, I'll smile just politely. Or if someone moves out of my way, I'll smile to say thank you or whatever it might be. I'm quite a smiley person.
Yes.
So few people in those situations of on the ship ever smiled back. And that, I just found that really bizarre to me.
Yeah.
Whereas here, people do, you know, you have that dance on the street where you go one way, they go that way, you go the other way, you know, and people 99% of the time will smile and be like, oh, sorry, or whatever. Okay. Or you step off a bus and yeah, there are rude people. Of course there are. I always have my bus stories, don't I? But the majority of the time, I find people are nice, especially if you smile first.
Yeah.
They tend to reciprocate, but not in on the ship.
No.
Apart from the staff, I just found,
oh my gosh,
most of the people to be quite rude.
The staff were pretty impressive.
The staff were lovely, really lovely.
I put my cruise card in the drawer next to you, by the way. It was in my shorts pocket.
Oh, interesting.
So I've put it safely.
Cool. So what about you? What's your best thing about coming home?
I think a couple of things. It's just the first world problem is just being on good internet again.
Yeah, and it's not even that great here. That's important for you. So it might be first world, but actually for you, that is your connection.
Yeah, not having to fight with weird satellites.
Exactly.
And just being able to walk, you know what, to being able to walk around my own house and get my own things.
Yeah, and not need anybody to guide you anywhere.
No.
Yeah, I know.
Apart from the cabin, that's the only autonomy I had.
Mm. Yeah.
So all of that.
Yeah.
And I mean, I suppose this house is like one giant cabin, but it's mine.
Yeah.
And I can do that. So yeah, mm-hmm. That's nice.
Yeah.
That's nice. I don't know what's coming up for us next. No plans in the coming weeks or anything like that. I do know that Jake has made a request to me to get hold of Moses, who is a family friend, to take us to the, I call it the big prawn place.
Yep.
Because we didn't get to have those on the ship. Jake doesn't... We learned that Jake does not like prawns with legs.
So, he loves prawns, but the whole...
Delegging them.
So you had that dish and it had those prawns and it just had the tail left. So they had deshelled it.
Yeah.
But it still had little legs. And that freaked him out a little bit. He did eat it. He like cut them off and he did eat the prawn because you offered to eat it for him. And he was like, no, it's fine. Yeah,
I tried.
He tried like everything. He was incredible what he ate. He's a proper foodie like you. There's very little, apart from vegetables, that he won't try.
Yeah.
Although even saying that, he did try a couple of things.
He did, actually.
Didn't like them. But yeah, he didn't like the legs.
And I think we had 1.5 bad meals in the entire week and we ate a lot. So it's a good ratio. The room service, waste of time.
Yeah.
We tried a continental breakfast once.
Yeah.
A, it didn't come when it was supposed to because apparently you didn't put
the right... I know you did. But Jake said he remembers me doing it, so I don't know what happened.
I know you did because you wouldn't have made that mistake.
Well.
And when it did come, it was just junk.
Yeah, it wasn't good.
And then the other half a meal that wasn't great, because some of it was good, was that one we're talking about.
The last
meal. Last night. And you would want it to be great as like a nice memory, but it was just average.
Yeah. It's just one of those things though, isn't it?
Luck of the draw.
Yeah. But everything else we had,
definitely.
We loved.
Yeah. Like those little coffee cake slices. I don't know what you call them.
And the hazelnut eclairs.
Oh, you need to see if you can find those.
Oh, I don't know. I don't think they do them here. I might need to learn how to make eclairs.
Oh, honestly, I could love you all over again. Make eclairs.
I'll do my best. I'll try. Maybe profiteroles. I don't know why I feel like those are easier.
Just don't drop the tray on the floor.
Yeah, I know. that's a reference to a TV show, not me dropping
things
on the floor. But
there is a TV show that was it the mum or one of the sons just drops them all over?
Well, it was a mixture of the son and the dad.
Oh, yeah.
I think it was the son, but they blamed the dad.
As they do.
As they do. But yes.
Oh, my gosh.
We can try.
Do you have any plans for the next few weeks? I think you've got some trips planned, haven't you?
I've got a couple of theatre trips planned.
And it's your birth month.
It is my birth month. So it's my birthday at the end of the month.
Yeah.
Oh,
before you carry on, I did, you know, I'm telling the listeners because you've already got it. I did get your birthday present sorted, didn't I? Because we found 25% off in the perfume shop.
Yeah, I got two perfumes whilst we were away.
Yes.
So that is super nice. One that is my absolute favourite. So I'm really happy about that.
Yeah.
And then I got to wear them on holiday. So that was really nice.
I like shopping for perfumes with you and Alice.
Yeah, we had so much fun. We went, I think, about 3 or 4 times back to that shop.
Yeah,
you anyway. Definitely 3. In fact, I think you came with us 3 times, but then I took Alice once because then she wanted to buy a perfume.
Yes. So my thing when we go away next year is my two girls have to approve the scent that I choose for myself.
Yeah.
That way it's good consensus.
Yeah.
Because I find if I like something, usually one of them doesn't. So we found one thing that we all agreed on.
Yeah.
So I bought that.
We did.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Different noses.
Mm-hmm.
It works well. But you got the Chanel, didn't you?
Yeah. My favourite.
I don't think you've worn much since you've come back, though.
I've been wearing the other one.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Because the Chanel is my favourite, but it is also the most expensive one. So I feel like I need to just be a little bit more careful with that.
We did the sensible thing of not just buying when you see something, because it's so easy to do that. We looked on Amazon before buying. Because it's, you know, you see a sale and you think, oh, it must be cheap because it's on sale.
Yeah.
We've all done it.
And also you see something which is duty free, so it's going to be cheaper and you think that is cheaper.
Mm-hmm.
But actually, sometimes it isn't.
But we got a good deal in both cases, I know, because we looked it up.
Yeah.
And it was great.
Yeah.
The second thing I got was Mont Blanc, I think it was. No, it wasn't, was it? That was, I did not buy that, I nearly bought it. It was Mr. Burberry.
No, we didn't get Burberry. It was the Mont Blanc, I think.
Okay, I'll have to look.
We didn't get the Burberry.
It's nice though, the one we got. Big bottle.
Yeah, yeah.
And I decided I was only going to buy 100 mils instead of 50, because you've only got to buy it sooner again if you do that.
And it's significantly cheaper.
Yeah.
If you work it out, you know, if you did 250 bottles. I know it obviously makes sense because of the packaging and all of that, but if you really like it, it does make more sense to do that.
Yeah, definitely. So we can go perfume shopping again at some point.
Yeah.
Because Alison had given some recommendations for me to you.
Mm-hmm.
About the next gold, I think she said.
Okay.
So I want to see what that's like.
Sure.
But it's always interesting. But I love scents. I've said to people before, to yourself, if I can have a new scent every day of the week, like a posh boy, I would. Love scents. It's great. Yeah. All right. So before we end, and I go off and drink my tea, like a proper British boy, what's your story of the week?
So my strange news this week.
Yes.
Is, it just shut down. Hold on. It's about a library in Portugal that uses live bats to protect the old books.
Oh, wow.
So a historic library in Portugal relies on these live bats to protect its priceless collection of old books. It says that at the University of Coimbra?
We'll go with that.
Coimbra.
Yeah, probably.
Maybe. Is one of the oldest universities in Europe. And the bats roam the library halls at night, feeding on the insects that could damage the centuries-old manuscript.
Wow.
Yeah. I just thought that was really cool. So each evening they leave their hiding spots behind the shelves and the curtains, and they go off and hunt. So they don't bother anybody during the day. They're out of the way, and then at night they come out and do their job.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, crazy.
Yeah.
But super cool.
And a really ecological way of pest control.
Yes.
So there we go.
Smart bats.
Mm-hmm.
There we go. I'd like to say hello to Ashlyn, who has been ploughing through these episodes.
Apparently she listened to... Hi, Ashlyn. Thank you for that.
16 episodes in one day.
That's incredible. I'm not sure that I could listen to our voices that length of time.
In one go. And to regulars, Marie and Shay, and your mum and your sister as well.
Sister. Yeah.
Tara as well. And if you want to shout out, oh, let's say hi to Garrett. Hi, people Garrett, whose names I did not say, let us know. If you're still listening, because lots of you do listen. I know that now the numbers are going up, but not many of you are leaving comments, which is fine. You don't have to. But if you want to say hi to us, we will say hi back to you, which is always nice. And the usual like, follow and subscribe stuff. You know the drill. It's too hot to continue this line of talking because it's boring. But please do it. And please pass us on to your friends and family. Because, hey, this is how we grow. With that, we shall see you in a week's time.
Bye.